Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. We're all about building that mental muscle day by day with practical strategies you can use right now. Today, we're tackling something super important, letting go of emotional baggage. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible weight? You know that feeling when a past hurt or frustration still pops up and throws off your whole vibe? Listen, I get it. We all have our stories, our experiences that shape us. But here's the thing, sometimes those stories can become anchors, holding us back from fully experiencing life. We cling to anger, resentment, regret, even fear, thinking to somehow define us or protect us. But what if I told you there's a way to free yourself from this emotional burden? That's what we're diving into today. Understanding how emotional baggage works, why it's so damn hard to let go, and practical techniques to actually move forward. We'll talk about mindfulness, reframing your thoughts, and cultivating acceptance, all those powerful stoic tools that can help you shed the weight and step into your power. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we unpack this. First, acknowledge it's happening. A lot of us try to bury our feelings, pretend they don't exist. But ignoring them just lets them fester. Become aware of those triggers, those moments when the baggage feels heaviest. Notice your thoughts, your physical sensations, or you clenching your jaw. Feeling a knot in your stomach? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards change. Second, understand that the past is gone. I know, easier said than done, right? We get caught up in what-ifs and replays of old hurts. But the truth is, we can't change what's already happened. Dwelling on it only serves to keep us stuck in a loop of negativity. Instead, focus your energy on the present moment, what you can control right now. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. They're not always accurate or helpful. When that voice starts telling you, you're not good enough, or this is all your fault, stop and ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Sometimes a simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This isn't about being indulgent or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone experiences pain. Be gentle with yourself and allow room for growth. And finally, remember that letting go is a process, not a one-time event. There will be days when those old patterns resurface as normal. The key is to keep practicing those mindfulness techniques, challenge those negative thoughts, and treat yourself with compassion. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Let me share a quick example. Picture this. You're at a party, feeling anxious because you remember being embarrassed years ago at a similar gathering. That old hurt comes rushing back, making you want to hide or avoid social interaction altogether. Instead of letting that fear take over, try this. Acknowledge the feeling, say to yourself, I feel anxious because I'm remembering that past event. Then, consciously shift your focus to the present moment. Notice the people around you. Engage in a conversation and remind yourself that this is a new situation, not a repeat of the past. See? You can choose how you react. Letting go of emotional baggage isn't about forgetting what happened, it's about choosing not to let it control your present or future. So, remember, you have the power to break free from those chains. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing these techniques, and watch as you transform into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It really helps us spread the message. And join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicMindGym and let's keep this momentum going. Until next time, remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.